And as the Duke of Wellington said, one can be born in a stable and not be a horse. I was brought up in a Fianna Fáil family. This poem, which I wrote during the summer, is called A Fianna Fáil Adoption. For years, I kept it from my parents that I'd adopted them. Adults being frightened of the raw truth, as you know. They were simple people, after all, and barely hanging on to the edge of life. Working class, and doubly cursed with residence in a town of shifting constituency lines. What did they know of the great national issues at hand? In my prenatal career, I'd been with Ben Briscoe and Limass when they handpicked the 2,000 men, yes, men, who would be the backbone of every Cumann. I knew at the time they were keeping an eye out for moral girls who might become my mother. But they were busy then, and I spent most of my time in Limass's glove compartment, only emerging now and again when I heard a brass band or the distinctive flash of a press photographer's camera. I grew into life loving election crowds and the smell of burning tar. You must understand, I never had a worry in this prenatal car. Only when the party got a terrible fright after the last war and the state of emergency was still maintained, did Limass leave me behind in Capoquin. It was in Walsh's hotel that the party chairman picked me off the wide windowsill that faces Olden's shop. You need to be born at once, he said. We need new blood in Fianna Fáil. It was then he saw an effervescent girl of the Tobins and a boy home from the war in Rhinanna. And he arranged, with condolences to Neen, then the very proud owner of a Ford, to have me delivered while the two impoverished creatures made love. And so it was difficult for me, growing up among factory labourers and men who thinned sugar beet, to keep our great nation in mind until I was 14 and found once more condolences to Neen. He knew what to do. Learned the bit of Irish, he said. Don't forget to join the GAA. I kept such connections to myself, growing every day. But what wrecked the magic was my mother's virulent poetic strain.